based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good girls and guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, October 4th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Itchy.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'd like to be my friend Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Double E, Bradley Dean. Follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. I'm excited to get about going with all the information that we have right now, folks, because I'm going to blow you backwards on some of this content that we just pulled up. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, go to Sons of Liberty on Facebook. The Sons of Liberty, or right on our website, there's a little F for Facebook. And log into it. We've got a couple things I know Bradley's going to be covering today. Some things about the SPLC. Also some things about how the atheists got beat hardcore out in Pennsylvania. Those stories are all posted on Sons of Liberty, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. Also, too, keep in mind, we have our column coming out tonight about 7:30 p.m. on WorldNet Daily. We'll post that right on the Facebook as well, so you can find that at The Sons of Liberty and find Bradley's newest column this week. And also Right Side News, who's been posting us regularly through the weeks. Those folks, you can find the last posting there on Sons of Liberty on the Facebook.
As well as Conservative Action Alerts.
Yep, Conservative Action Alerts. We've got a whole handful.
And Genesis
of them.
Communication Networks.
GCNLive.com.
And we're working on more right now.
Got it.
Cool. Really quick, well, you know what? Before I jump to this, because there's so much to talk about. There really is. Yesterday we were talking about Look to Canada. We were talking about mentally ill Dan Savage. We were talking about how Southern Poverty Law Center was busted in lies. We were talking about the Brigadier General who was ousted from Afghanistan for forcibly sodomizing soldiers, and he was busted with pornography. What do you want to do here? Do you guys want to listen to MSNBC cry like a bunch of spank babies?
Hey, that's right. There was a debate last night.
There was. And, you know, with that... You know, first of all, I want people to understand why there's so much passion and heart in what we do. How couldn't we? Look at the sacrifice that's been given unto us. Look at the freedoms that we've been given. And it's interesting that you always get some loon to call and say, you know, why is Bradley so forthright? Why is he so bold? Why does he get so involved in his radio program? Well, the question is, especially to the American people, because you don't. That's why I do. But it's interesting what you divert your attention to and what you get excited about, and I'm talking about those that complain about those that are passionate, those that are willing to stand up and fight for the country.
Yeah.
Those people, by the way, are called patriots. So I think it's only, I don't know, proper to play this piece just to show you people where some people's perspectives really are. They get excited over a pig ball or a puck or a baseball.
The baseball.
Here, let
or
me,
a golf ball.
Yeah, let me share this with you. This is interesting stuff. But listen to how people get excited over a ball. Go ahead. Well, they sound excited over that ball, don't they?
Sounds like they're a little too much into it,
yeah.
I think.
Over a
ball. They're raising their voices.
Yes.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Wilson tips it away. And... No! Not possible!
Yeah, that's interesting.
Possible!
And what these people are losing their country, but they're excited over a pig ball.
And that's okay.
Yeah, this is normal.
That's rewarding.
Apparently they forgot about the boys coming back in boxes, Jake.
Not
but they're excited about over that little plastic puck, aren't they?
What is this guy excited about?
This is normal behavior amongst the American people. Wow. Is this called priority, Jake? I think it is. These are the people that are losing their country.
Yep.
And there's probably 60,000 people in some cases, 30,000 in others, 15,000 in others, over a puck, over a ball, and over a pig ball. This is normal.
Yeah.
But when you begin to preach,
that's not
preservation normal. And to stand up and fight for your country, people think that's weird.
Or resulting in the redemption of mankind.
Of course, we're paying attention to the squeaky wheel here, but...
Well, in this case, I think it is. I think this is
ridiculous.
We're number one in sportsmanship and in our sports spirit. But then you flip it around.
Oh, hang on. This is a good one. Oh, they're all excited. Yes.
Oh. Listen to that crowd, dude.
Will God not judge a nation for their idiocies? Yeah, unbelievable. That's what God's saying. Unbelievable. Yeah. I'm glad they're excited. Making a lot of hockey players wealthy.
Yeah.
Football players wealthy. And
the mainstream media wealthy.
It's got to suck to be a spectator, though.
Let us
it's time
so
that we get involved with what's going on in our country so we can win our country back. Right, friends? So now which one's normal? That's what I wanted to contrast. Yeah.
A cup. Look at a Stanley Cup.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Point proven. Thank you.
20, 50. The Mountaineers have just beat the Michigan Wolverines.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley, we want to commend you for doing a wonderful job. We need 150 more of you. I love how fearlessly he's getting out there, and that's exactly what this country needs.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, I'll tell you what happens. You call more during the last half of the hour segment, and then you don't get picked up because you wait until the last half hour. This is your radio program. 53 countries are listening to you. Several radio programs, radio stations across the country, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Texas to Minnesota. So make it your show. 1-877-807-9977. Let's go back to last night really quick. For those that are caught up in between the Obama and Romney charade, the assessment by those that watched the debate, the charades, was pretty much my assessment in every sense of the word. Looked like Obama was handing it to Romney. I've already predicted what's going to happen is Romney's going to squash Obama 10 times what happened in 2010. But what we need to pay attention to is the deception that the state-run media uses illegally as they are in the back pocket of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. I think what's happening is he's manifesting more and more. You're seeing his true colors. You're seeing what he's really about. Yep. You're seeing that he's not used to people getting in his face. And the American people have only emboldened him to go as far as he has gone by allowing him to destroy this country to the degree that he has. But let's go back to the debate last night just to show you how willing people on the socialist communists, the lawless libs, as we like to call them, are willing to turn on their own just in a heartbeat. This is the love of the world, friends. Tweet one. This was Bill Mayer, one of the ground feeders of ground feeders. He's definitely of the debate. Let me say it this way. Not only debase, but the baser sort. He tweeted, Obama made a lot of great points tonight. Unfortunately, most of them were for Romney. I wonder if they're just shifting over to Romney now because everybody knows Obama's campaign's dead in the water, just to save face. And he was a pouty little baby last night, just like his wife was. And there was nothing natural about either one of them. I'm talking about Michelle Obama and her husband. Nothing natural about either one of them. Tweet two from Bill Mayer. I can't believe I'm saying this, but Obama looks like he does need a teleprompter. Well, welcome to reality, dummy. And tweet three.
4 years later.
Yeah, 4 years later. He's probably mad because he gave him $1 million for his campaign. Hey, Lirer, you're the blank ref. Stop letting the Mitt bot bully you. He can't fire you. Is this the sick? These people, I am telling you,
yeah.
Dude.
Up is down, down is up.
Completely.
Left
and,
is right.
And God said, woe unto you. He is damning you people. That's how ignorant these people are. In other words, get up in his face, man. You're the president. Don't let him bully you. Bully him. Again, for those that have been caught up in the Romney-Obama charades. Go ahead, Jake.
I was just going to say, I thought that what in that tweet he was referring to the guy who was mediating the whole thing.
He was.
And my thought is I mean, I watched it.
Yeah.
And the way that I heard the guy who the mediator, I don't even know his name, PBS or something, right?
The moderator.
Moderator.
The moderator.
He seemed to be completely on Obama's side. Yeah. Now, it wasn't overtly terrible, but every time Romney would get rolling on a point, he would try to cut him off.
Yeah.
He never cut the president off.
Yeah.
Not one time.
Right.
And then Romney
Because he needed all the help that he could possibly get.
So then when
wasn't it interesting, Jake, that they didn't use ABC, CBS, MSNBC, no moderator from them?
Yeah.
You want to know why? Because people are onto their game.
Yeah.
And they don't want him there, so they had to pull up someone from PBS.
Got to pull up Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
So then when he would try
As
to
if they
cut
could be
Romney
trusted.
Off,
yeah.
When he would try to cut Romney off, then Romney would just bulldoze over the top of him. And honestly, if I was in Romney's shoes, I would have did the same thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't an issue of bullying. The president had more, or Obama had more time talking the whole platform than Romney ever did. But to me, if I was Obama, I would have just been quiet the whole time.
He did try to stop Obama once, but Obama said he owed him five more seconds. Was it five or three?
I don't remember.
Should we strain us a gnat and swallow the camel?
Hey, five or three, whatever he gave him was just more ammo to work against him.
Right. Didn't you think it was kind of awkward that you had Romney and the man that's been destroying the country shaking hands and smiling and laughing and congratulating one another?
Yeah.
Didn't anybody think that was kind of weird?
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit, I mean, civil is not really the word to use here, but there's a little too much civility on Romney's side. He's a little bit too...
How are you civil with someone that destroys your country, assails its people for the last 4 years? I mean, some of the points that were made were absolutely right on the money when Romney said, how is it that you rammed through Obamacare?
That's right.
Without even thinking about all those people that didn't even have jobs.
The middle class.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you think he's about?
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
And what's the difference? And then what does Obama say? Just like I said he was going to say. Yeah. You're the author of the Obamacare.
I thought it was a great plan.
Yeah.
In fact, it was constructed by Republicans.
You know, but
in your state.
But now what's interesting is they got the American people now talking about what Romney, if he becomes the president, what he's going to replace Obama with. So, friends, let me ask you the question. Who wins?
That's right.
The establishment does. You have been deceived again, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed you have.
This is classical, and we've used this before, but the Hegelian dialectic, where you have the thesis, the antithesis, and you have the synthesis. The synthesis in this case is socialized health care from the federal government. We've stopped the debate now about we shouldn't even have it, period, because it's unconstitutional.
That's right.
Two, the antithesis, of course, was Romney coming in saying, well, we shouldn't have socialized health care. So now we're going to debate, create a compromise, and we have a new synthesis. Okay, we're going to have socialized health care from the federal level, but just not the way Obama had it.
Here it is. If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving the answers.
That's
and friends, they've got America asking the wrong questions because there was nothing that they were debating last night that was within their power, their scope of power when they are in government. These aren't their issues. This isn't their job.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't their purpose. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed, too, right away, and of course I knew it was going to come down the chute, was the fact that they talked about no moral issues, what matters most to the people in this country. They didn't bother asking one question because they knew already what the response was.
That's right.
Homosexual marriage, Planned Parenthood, pro-abortion. I mean, come on.
Yep.
These are the things that matter to the people, and these two organizations are the most corrupt.
Yep.
And they're murderous organizations, and what do you look at? When you look at these, everybody wants them out, they want them dealt with, and of course, 43 states in our union right now are going after Planned Parenthood. They're creating legislation to oust them, to shut off their funding, of course.
Yep.
But how can these presidents, and one in this particular case, a president wannabe, how come neither one of them were talking about what really mattered? Because, again, they get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to give you the right answers.
Yep. I was just going to bring up, I sent out a Twitter this morning, a tweet. I said in the debate, not one word of the sanctity of life, marriage, biblical morality, and protection of these bedrock principles of our republic. Somebody responded to me on Facebook.
But wait a second. Romney did say that we don't have what did he say in essence? We don't have not only an economy problem or an economic problem, but we have a moral problem. We have moral issues. That's right, but why didn't you talk about them,
that's
Mr. Romney?
Because, and that's the source of all of our problems. When I sent that Twitter out, I got a response on Facebook from a gal who said, the topic was the economy. It would have been hard to get that in last night, in my opinion.
You got it backwards, ma'am.
Exactly.
And you got you're up on your head. You're completely backwards. You have an economic problem because you have a moral problem with your government that lies and steals and cheats and covets.
And
that's the problem.
And I think that's what I took away with it the most.
And kills.
And I appreciate a good I appreciated the fact that Obama, I thought, got trumped. It wasn't so much that I appreciated Romney trumping him. I just want to see the truth vindicated here.
Yeah.
But the danger with this is so many of the pendulum swung into Romney's court. Now, 6 months ago, I was watching Romney debate, and I couldn't stand the man.
Yeah.
I loved it when he got his.
He was in the position of Obama on the Republican platform.
That's right.
Yes, he
and
was.
So now it's like so many people are, they're not even apprehensive anymore. They're embracing this Obama theory. But again, going back to what is the new thesis? What is the new synthesis? What has been created now out of this?
Yeah.
Are we going to swallow this Kool-Aid and say everything is fine now? We've got a new guy to replace the old guy because he was so terribly bad. But the objective or the momentum keeps moving on in the same direction. We're getting more liberal.
John Adams.
We're getting a lot less. When he said we need virtue, and if that can't be instilled into society, and by the way, the founding father said that virtue was instilled in society through the churches, through the morality of the religious institutions. We're exchanging tyrants and tyrannies.
That's right.
If we can't bring it in. And so here the plan keeps going forward. We move away from morality and those issues of morality in life. Romney was the only one who even talked about the Constitution last night, but he was stuttering all over himself.
Well,
he barely understood.
Jake, it was all over the back wall.
That's right.
How couldn't you talk about it?
And so he did.
I think
he
maybe
paid lip service to it.
Maybe that's why Mr. Barack Hussein Obama was so agitated.
Yeah. It's like a thief having the Ten Commandments posted
maybe
all the way around.
Maybe because he had to answer for himself in front of the American people, and we know that he doesn't like to do that.
We know that
for sure.
He likes
to just trample the Constitution.
Yep.
He just likes
with
to
no
go
checks.
Move forward, like he says.
With no checks.
Folks, when we come back, I'm going to give you a CNN poll, a mystery poll, Sarah's poll, CBS Twitter, and then I'm going to share with you as to what I've always said to you about Fox, because you're going to see absolutely no difference. You're going to see those that are on the left, the liberal communists, you're going to see at least they were willing to tell the truth while Fox didn't. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNLive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, I want to get to the point where we can share with the listeners here MSNBC getting spanked. I don't know what Dave Matthews, I'm sorry, Chris Matthews is doing about that chill that he had go up his leg for Obama. That's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
That is a bizarre thing to say.
It really is.
I wonder if he regrets saying that.
After the debate, we watched, if, again, folks, don't get caught up in WWF at its worst, but thought it was rather interesting. Got to pay attention to what's going on in our country to right the wrongs. But CNN, their anchors all gave it up for Romney. They were all ashamed of Barack Hussein Obama. A CNN international poll of 430 people who watched the debate showed 67% thought Romney won, compared to 25% for Obama. You know, I want to say this. If you're a black man or a black woman and you vote for Obama because he's black, I want to ask you the question, who's a racist?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's racism. You're carrying on the tradition of what took place in the 60s, and that doesn't belong in this time, the present, at all. Because this generation knows none of the stuff that they're trying to incite. None of it. Or resurrect. I'm sorry. CBS instant reaction poll. Big win for Romney. This is the leftist communist, friends. Why is it that they told the truth? By 46% to 22% say think. This is what they said. Say think won. 56 a better opinion of Romney. Romney cares up for 30 to 63%. Well, of course, because he's their only option, they believe. Another tweet, 56% say their opinion of Romney has changed for the better, and just 13% say that about the president. What was even in the positive with the debate on Hussein's part? There was nothing.
Maybe when he smiled.
He was out of his element. He didn't have his teleprompter, friends. And I'm not saying that to be cruel. It's true. He had nothing to read. He had no authority whatsoever because he didn't have anybody else's brains in his head at that time. They pulled his hand out of his back, didn't they? They're a great friend.
That's true. Friend. They just set him at the
friend
podium.
And... yes. CBS's Twitter. Out of 533 uncommitted voters in a CBS News Knowledge Network's instant poll, 46% say that Romney won. Folks, here again, I believe that's botched. Because they at least gotta tell a little truth. but they better not tell too much truth. I mean, they got to at least, because what's happening, folks, is the state-run media, they're getting nervous because once Obama's out of office, see, then they have to act accordingly.
Yep.
Because they're already going bankrupt in every sense of the word. Their approval rating is 21%. 22% say Obama won. It wasn't even there. There was nothing there. CNN, I think, was the most honest. Okay, so what I did is I, on the way home, I turned the radio on for about 5 minutes. Fox News.
Fair and balanced?
Oh, yeah, no, check this out, right? Mr. Wallace. Chris Wallace? Yeah, Chris Wallace. This guy, Chris Wallace. On Fox News. Said this isn't a game changer. Just totally standing up for the problem that America is in. Instead of giving the American people a little hope and telling them the truth that Obama got spanked, he didn't do that. And again, I'm careful to say it the way that I'm saying it, but I did pay attention.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. Obama didn't have a string of hope. It was all over yesterday. If yesterday was the last debate, Obama's gone. If you look at real polls and real numbers and real support bases, he's gone, friends. He's done. He ain't got a hope in hell, literally. He doesn't. He's done. He's gone. But here comes Chris Wallace from Fox News, not willing to give the people what really took place. This was the radio, friends. That man has no business being on Fox. Zero, zilch, nada. Fox, friends, and I've said this so many times, if that is the best you've got, you are in trouble. CNN reported the truth. And their polls are so bad, their ratings are so bad, their viewership is so bad, the president just recently resigned. Because they're going under.
Had a slight career change. He's just going to exit out. And, folks, a lot of people are exiting out right now, and I hope a lot of people are going to make right what they've made wrong.
Oh, do I? Wait. Do I hear that? Oh, I think I do. Do I hear little Ricky Maddow? I'm sorry, Rachel Maddow? Oh, she thinks she's a boy. Do I hear Brother Reverend Al Sharpton? Oh, I can hear him in the background. I can hear it. What happened? Oh, it's okay, baby.
Smack him again.
It's okay, baby Al.
Smack him again.
It's okay, baby Ricky. It's okay, baby Chris. I know that chill is gone. I'll tell you what, you want that chill gone? Just go ahead and pee in your diaper. You start getting the chills. Listen to MSNBC, friends. Listen to how outraged they are. You can go ahead and keep playing that baby music in the background. But listen to this, friends. This is MSNBC telling the truth. Telling the
Chris
truth.
Matthews, for his response in Denver. Chris, what do you think?
Well, this tonight wasn't an MSNBC debate, was it? It just wasn't. It had none of the things you mentioned. It didn't mention all the key fighting points of this campaign. And certainly there was no Bobby Kennedy in the green room before Barack Obama came out tonight. I don't know what he was doing out there. He had his head down. He was enduring the debate rather than fighting it. Romney, on the other hand, came in with a campaign. He had a plan. He was going to dominate the time. He was going to be aggressive. He's going to push the moderator around, which he did effectively. He was going to relish the evening, enjoying it. Nothing to do with the words he spoke. Here's my question for Obama. I know he likes to say he doesn't watch cable television, but maybe he should start. Maybe he should start. I don't know how he let Romney get away with the crap he threw out tonight about Social Security. Listen to the stuff he got away with. He said, you know, emergency room. The latest thing we got from Romney, because he said so, is, you know what I want to do with people when they're poor? Shove them in the emergency room. Why didn't Obama say that? Why didn't he say that? You talk about Social Security, Medicare, and Medicare. They're part of your 47%. You want to drop them from the list of eligible Americans. You don't have any care for these people. What are you talking about? We've got it on tape, Governor. We got it on tape when you think of these people. Don't come out here and pretend you care about old people because you met somebody at some campaign event. You've written off 47% of the country before you even started. Where was Obama tonight? He should watch, well, not just Hardball, Rachel should watch you, and should watch the Reverend Al, should watch Lawrence. He would learn something about this debate. Yeah. There's a hot debate going on in this country. You know where it's being held?
It
here,
learned
on this
that
major
supporters are pulling out on us.
Sorry, Microsoft bailed on us.
What was he doing tonight? He went in there disarmed. He was like, oh, wait, an hour and a half, I think I can get through this thing, and I don't even look at this guy. Where's Romney? I love the split screen. Staring at Obama, addressing him like the prey. He did it just right. I'm coming out an incumbent. I got to beat him. You got to beat the champ. And I'm going to beat him tonight. And I don't care what this this guy, moderator, whatever he thinks he is, because I'm going to ignore him. What was Romney doing? He was winning.
Chrissy.
He was winning tonight. I was stunned.
That was my thought. He was winning. If he does five more of these nights, forget it.
It puts the pressure now on the president.
Can you hang on a second?
MSNBC.
Can you imagine? Now let's say this was real stuff, folks. Let's not deceive ourselves.
Media.
But can you imagine what it's going to be like with Ryan and that dope VP he's got? Oh, my gosh. I mean, if these guys think Obama got spanked, oh, my gosh. I mean, folks, I mean, I know they're two sides of the same coin. I get that. Okay, this is all propaganda. I get all that. But let's just have fun with it for a second. Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I mean, Biden is, dude, he is straight white. And he goes into black communities and he acts like he's the best friend of the black communities.
Uh-huh.
They want to put you back in chains. Like, brother, where are you from? Where
are
you come
telling
from?
Us, stupid?
Man, totally.
What are you telling us?
Oh, I mean, you guys think these guys got, I mean, listen to these guys. They're swallowing the pill. They're swallowing the fruit of their own way. This is their man. If nobody can do it, Obama can.
And he should be watching them because that's where the real debate is.
Totally. I mean, if you want to know how you just lie and cheat and contrive and fabricate, you need to watch MSNBC.
You need to watch Reverend Alan Sharpton.
Yeah.
Rick Maddow.
The Great Divider.
Rory Maddow.
Ricky.
Rodney Maddow.
Ricky.
Rick Maddow.
Yeah. Well, she's the one that said that.
Rick Maddow. Yeah. Then you've got, who else do you have? You have Chris Wallace, right?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to him. The only time I have to pay attention to him is like when I'm walking on my grass and I step in a cow pie and I got to clean my shoe off.
And then you start thinking MSNBC.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So there is
purpose.
Man,
you guys need to listen to us, man. You should see all the people that are pulling away their support from us right now. You know, you guys totally forgot about that. He needs to look and leave. He needs to learn something from us.
What does Ed Schultz have to say about this?
Okay, the guy that called Laura Ingraham, S-L-U-T. Yeah.
He's on MSNBC.
Remember he got up on television the next day crying, literally, asking for forgiveness. Wow. Let's listen to that. Here. Give it to him again. Let's hear something here, huh?
My last point. He will learn something every night on this show and on all these shows.
What
this
not
stuff
to
we're
do.
Watching, this is like first grade to most of us. We know all this stuff.
Well, I was in front of a crowd last night in Denver, Colorado, and I know that they're stunned. I can feel it. I mean, the president tonight was disappointing when he allowed Mitt Romney to talk about $716 billion in Medicare, and the president did not come out and explain it and go after it. I thought Mitt Romney tonight was in his wheelhouse when he was talking about the economy.
Paul Ryan is cutting $716 for Medicare, the exact same number in his budget, which was passed by the Republican.
Now listen
House,
to this, though, friends. They're telling you the truth here.
Three or four times he had a bite at that apple.
In other words, which one's worse? They're doing the same thing. That's what Chris Matthews is saying.
It's like a shell.
They're
game.
Doing the same, folks. They're telling you what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You just got to pay attention to the deception going on here. Two sides of the same coin, We're going to pick up these calls right after this break. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-877-807-9977. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, what we're going to do here, friends, just because, just to add to their little deceptive measures, what me and Jake have decided we're going to do, friends, is we're going to send compliments from sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to send a free pack of fresh diapers to MSNBC.
Fresh.
Freshens. We wouldn't give them used ones. We'll give them brand new ones.
Fresh diapers.
For Sean. I'm sorry, not for Sean. For Chris.
For Chris and for the Reverend.
Ed. And for the Reverend.
Rick. And
what?
Reverend.
What?
Reverend.
Church of.
Reverend.
Division or something like
Reverend,
that. And then Ricky Maddow.
Reverend. And Ricky.
Ricky Madcow.
Reverend and Ricky.
She's the one that said she looks like a boy.
You know, I would send some to Michelle, but I think she'll
need. Michelle who?
Michelle Obama?
She wouldn't. I don't think she'd wear them.
Too. Yeah.
I know. But we're going to send her compliments at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Dude, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Tell the truth and shame the devil. She did not look natural on stage at all. She looks angry.
Yeah.
She doesn't fit the first lady position in any sense of the word. Especially and I'll tell you why. Because she doesn't want to.
Yeah. And you know what? This is my observation of it. Last night, the way that I saw Barack doing what he was doing, it's almost like when he came into office, he had the machine working for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was the machine you saw in the beginning.
That he used those
idiots
to promulgate his message.
That's right. Yep. And I also believe it's people that knew they could use him further their agenda.
Sure.
So that machine got behind him in the beginning and has stuck with him for 4 years. And now all of a sudden, that machine is pulled out from his camp. And now you're seeing the real Barack Obama.
Yeah, you are.
The one who actually came into office, he doesn't really have a clue. He's not very witty. He has no clue.
He's a narcissist. He's very arrogant and prideful.
That's right. And he doesn't know.
Who are usually the ones that are arrogant and prideful anyways?
The people that
don't have a reason to be arrogant and prideful.
So it's like he goes out there. It's like a superhero, right? You go out there and you got superpowers. You beat up everybody. And then somebody takes your superpowers and you are who you really are without those powers. And that's what it feels like right now with him.
Well,
he's been abandoned by everybody.
He literally. And now he's attacking our military, for those that didn't know. But we'll talk about that probably tomorrow. Yeah. That's going to be the newsletter out on WND, WorldNet Daily, tonight as well. But for the sake of time, let's take this phone call. And what we'll do is I got to get three topics. Actually, it's one topic, but 3 points I want to make about Southern Poverty Law Center. And the homosexual radicals yesterday actually brought in accused pedophile Barney Frank to the state of Minnesota for a campaign against Michelle Bachmann.
Here we go again. Bring in the pedophiles.
Barney Frank, an accused pedophile who's married now in Massachusetts to his homosexual, crimes against nature. I mean, this is transgression.
Yeah,
is what it is against
because
God.
Because his old boyfriend that had a prostitute ring in his own house,
which he admitted to. Yeah,
that didn't work out.
The homosexual communities in Minnesota actually had the audacity to bring an accused pedophile, a pimp. They were using his apartment for. This is no joke, friends. They were using his home for a homosexual prostitution
ring.
Pad, yeah, a little. Well, you can call it a ring, whatever you want to call it, but that's what it was. They were using his house, and he admitted that too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll hit that in just a second. Crystal, calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hi. Yeah, you were talking about Obama and Romney. I was going to say, do your stinking research. There's Ron Paul. There's how many other people that they could have and could vote for, and nobody does the research. Get off your stinking crack, stop watching TV, and do your research. That's
so,
really all I
have. Are you spanking us, Crystal? Because that hurts.
No, not you. Not you. That's everybody.
Yep.
That's all the stinking liberal retards.
Well, you know what you really got to do is we got to really put this into perspective. When we're talking about liberals, we're talking about everybody that allows these people to do what they want.
Exactly. That was the next thing I was going to say is the only reason that they're doing what they're doing is because the American people are not holding them accountable. They work for us, not the other way around.
But, Krista, you have to understand, like I played at the beginning of the Sons of Liberty today, we're playing, you know, a piece where people are more excited about a football game or a baseball game or a hockey game. You know, what's interesting is overseas, for those that didn't know, we're being attacked by foreign nations right now and infiltrated by foreign nations because they've already admitted that we're an easy prey in this country because the American people's God is sports.
Yep. Exactly.
You know, so to their everlasting shame, of course, we're not going to stand before God with that on our backs. But the bottom line is instead of them being ashamed, they have a whore's forehead and they walk around and they gloat in their ignorance and their stupidity.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Thank you for your call for the sake of time, Crystal. And again, we appreciate it. Taking no more phone calls. As I said at the beginning of the show, you want to get on, you got to jump on right away. If we had 2 hours, that would be another thing. If we had 3 hours, that would be another thing. But we only got 1 hour, and we got a lot to talk about. Let's get over to Barney Frank right now, the guy that needs needs a bucket. He should get like a little slop container right under his
drool catch
because he drools all the time. He really does. And I would tell Barney this. Poor guy.
Maybe he'll head out here sometime during this fundraiser.
Maybe we should send him a pack of fresh diapers, too.
Good.
Okay. By his own admission, Barney Frank had a male prostitute living with him who ran a prostitution ring running out of his Washington, D.C. apartment. And this was common knowledge in the 80s and in the 90s, friends, but America allowed him to stay there into the 2000s.
Sorry, and to all those people that voted for him.
Yeah, Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank's name was also brought up in a court testimony as being involved in a pedophile ring operation. And accused of having sexual relations with a boy who was brought to Frank's home in Massachusetts. Well, yesterday the homosexuals, we were just talking about this because they're out doing themselves again, but they brought Barney Frank into Minneapolis last night for a debate, and it was a fundraiser to try to oust Michelle Bachmann. I wonder how that's going to go over. Again, their cruelty is swelling our ranks. But if you ever want to know who's committing the crimes, friends, open your eyes. They're right in front of your face. And 90% of the time, they're on television for you.
Yep. Telling you all about it.
Now, let's go to the SPLC. Yesterday, they were busted for basically promoting throughout the nation all the schools that were involved with a program called Mix It Up. It was a entry-level diversity program designed specifically by the Southern Poverty Law Center to establish the acceptance of homosexuality into public schools. Keep in mind, friends, they're trying to queerify elementary. Keep in mind, they're chanting the motto, sex before eight, before it's too late. Keep in mind, Kevin Jennings, Safe Schools Are Wanted, well, he wrote a book, a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary. No question about it. The NEA has something called a homosexual caucus. Now they have something called the drag queen caucus. Folks, these people need to be shut down legally. Back to Southern Poverty Law Center. Today, that was yesterday they were busted, but I wanted to share this with you really quick. This is from Mark Potok from Southern Poverty Law Center. Listen to what he said. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Pick the target, said Southern Poverty Law Center. Freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy. Go after people and not institutions. People hurt faster than institutions. This is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. In other words, Southern Poverty Law Center is going after hate groups, they say, when in fact they're the ones doing the hating. Again, totalitarianism.
That's right.
Again, homosexual agenda. Again, Planned Parenthood. Again, who are they calling terrorists in this country, according to DHS and the Bush that's running the operation, Mrs. Napolitano?
People that love the Constitution. People
Thank
that
you.
Are homeschoolers.
Those that have guns. Those that
God,
are pro-life.
God, Ron
Those
Pollers.
That agree with homosexuality. That's exactly
the
right.
The list goes on and on.
Folks,
and on.
What did they just say? We're going to make a big ado out of this one, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to. Southern Poverty Law Center, friends, needs to be dealt with. The Dan Savages of the world need to be dealt with lawfully. Folks, we had Dan Savage yesterday actually went after the president's, Tony Perkins of Family Research Center yesterday, and this is what I was sharing with everybody yesterday, basically saying that he was responsible for all the dead gay kids.
Yeah.
And what's interesting, it was a homosexual radical that just shot up a Family Research Center a month and a half ago. Yep. And now you have radical homosexual Dan Savage who wants all Republicans effing dead. He wants his political opposition to be dragged behind him in a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope. And then he also, wait a second.
Is that a hate crime?
Wait a second. Isn't he the one that maybe drug James Byrd behind the truck then? Because that's exactly why they have hate legislation.
Well, we know he'd like to.
Well, there you go. And he also said that the only thing stopping his blank from being put in Brad Pitt's mouth is a piece of paper. And he was handpicked by Barack Hussein Obama. And this is the man the homosexuals promote. If I was the homosexuals, I'd get as far away. Hey, what just happened here in the state of Minnesota? The twins distanced themselves from who?
Yep.
Dan Savage. Why? Because of his assault on kids Oregon a couple months ago.
That's right.
Friends, you know what you're dealing with. It's time to deal with them lawfully. And I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a reverse assault going on in this country, defending who we are.
Amen.
Because people have had enough and they're sick and tired of being assaulted by this administration and his bullies that are around him. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours, not a minute more and not a minute less.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons. The sons of liberty.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.